Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and I've got a great episode on tap for you today. What we're going to do today is we are going to debunk some of the most common myths in real estate. So I want to talk about those here as we get started, you know, and what better place to start? A lot of times people think, you know, when someone lists a house, that that's the price that the seller will accept. And I'm here to tell you, it's just not always true. Sometimes, you know, they might take less than the list price. And here's the crazy part. Sometimes they want more. Recently, I listed a house and 12 hours after it was on the MLS, we received a full price offer that they didn't accept because they thought there was the potential where they could make even more money than the listing price. So when you see a listing price, don't think that that's what the seller will accept. Sometimes they'll take less. Sometimes they actually want more. Doesn't always work out for them when they have that idea, but that's the truth of the matter. Another thing, I remember when I got into this business back in 2012, one of the lenders that I worked with at the time, his go-to saying was, if the buyers accepted your first offer, you paid too much for your home. That is not his saying today. It has changed quite a bit since then. So I don't want you thinking that if you find a house that you absolutely love, that you should always offer below the listing price. Market factors come into play here, right? And one of the things that I always say, you know, it's important to know what your competition is. Are there other offers on that house? Because there's a big difference between negotiating and competing. When you negotiate, it favors the buyer. But when you're competing, it favors the seller. But if you really want that house, a lot of times you still can't afford to offer below list price, especially in a competitive situation. Another thing, sometimes people think if they have a home inspection, that the sellers have to make the repairs following the home inspection. They don't. They don't have to do it. And it really depends on the house itself. If it's a really great house, sellers sometimes are willing to take the risk that the buyers are going to move forward and purchase the house anyway. Now, there's other times the sellers can't do the repairs. You know, maybe it's something that they don't have the money maybe to pay a contractor to come in and make those repairs. Sometimes in lieu of doing any of those repairs, what they'll do is they'll offer a credit to the buyer. So that way they could line somebody up to take care of those issues as they arise. There's a lot of options that need to be explored after a home inspection is done. The sellers don't always have to make those repairs. Another myth out there in real estate, people say, well, the springtime is the only time to buy or sell a house. And look, it's just not true, right? I mean, now look, is the springtime the best time? Maybe, right? It might be, but I'm here to tell you now, the summer and the fall, a lot of times they're just as good as the springtime market. And, you know, sometimes people dread the wintertime market, but one advantage that I think the winter market has over spring, summer, and fall is that the buyers that are out there in the wintertime tend to be very, very serious buyers. It's easy to go to an open house when it's 74 degrees, beautiful day, light breeze. I mean, yeah, right? Let's go to see an open house. It doesn't really take much effort to get there. But if you have a buyer who's willing to go out when it's 35 degrees and raining or 13 degrees outside, they're not wasting time. No one enjoys being in that type of weather. So if you have a buyer that's looking at that time, chances are they're a very serious buyer. So there's definitely some advantages to having your house on the market in the wintertime as well. So spring is not the only good time to buy or sell a home. Perhaps one of the craziest myths out there. People say, all realtors are the same. It's just insane to even think that that could be possible. I mean, think about this. That's like saying all doctors are the same. All teachers are the same. All lawyers are the same. Now, look, we know that's not true, right? I mean, there's a reason OJ didn't get convicted, right? I mean, I don't know if it's that he was innocent, but I mean, he had a tremendous legal team, the best that money could buy. I think we all know the value of a great teacher. We also know the dread associated with having a teacher who's not that great. And when it comes to doctors, I mean, I know personally, I'll travel anywhere I have to get the healthcare I'm looking for. It's the one thing that you can't afford to take for granted. You know, they say a healthy man has a million dreams, but a sick man has one, right? So, I mean, we see the value in doctors and teachers and lawyers and so on and so forth. A great realtor can be just as valuable. There's significant differences sometimes between the best and average and sometimes even below average realtors out there. How do you go about finding a great realtor? Well, there's a couple things you could do. One, you know, maybe interview multiple realtors or talk to someone who had a great experience buying or selling a home. Or another thing that you could do, get on social media and start checking out the content that these realtors are putting out there. Are they doing listing presentations that if you're thinking about selling your house, you would like someone to do for you? Are they sharing stories? Are they giving advice to buyers? Are they telling buyers how to be successful in the market? There's a lot of ways to find great realtors. And make no mistake about it, just like doctors, teachers, and lawyers are not the same, all realtors are not the same as well. And having a great realtor can save you or make you tens of thousands of dollars. I don't know how you feel about that, but that sounds pretty attractive to me. Those are a few myths that we went over today. Thanks for joining us on this episode. Can't wait to see you guys again. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.